This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week, we're talking about healing. We want Des Moines to be the healthiest city in the nation. You know, many, many years ago, there was a man by the name of John G. Lake. I encourage you to get some books by John G. Lake. John G. Lake was a man that came out of Zion, Illinois. He was born in Canada, and he went to Zion because he was sick. His family was sick. He lost several brothers and sisters to sickness, and he'd heard about John Alexander Dowie. Now, John Alexander Dowie came to the United States from a foreign land. He came for the 1898, I believe it was, World's Fair. It was the World's Fair of Religion. And they wouldn't let him in to set up a booth because he wasn't a religion. So he set up a booth outside of the World's Fair and had thousands of people healed. John Alexander Dowie's story is that in his church, in his land, I can't recall if it was Australia or South Africa, the bubonic plague hit, and he had many people die. Half of the people of his church died. And one day he went to a home, and in one room, a young man was dying. In another bedroom, his sister was dying. And he was overcome with grief, and he sat down at the kitchen table, and he sought God, and this scripture came to him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And revelation came to him. And he jumped up, and he ran in the bedroom of the little boy, and prayed for him, and he was instantly healed. He ran in the bedroom of the girl and prayed for her, and she was healed, and he never lost another church member. Well, by the time he got to America, who he was had preceded him, and so he had many people come. He never did leave America for good, and he eventually settled in Chicago, and he founded and built the city Zion, Illinois, which is north of Chicago. It's actually 13.6 miles from the gates of Lake Forest College. I've measured it. And he built that city, and people moved there from all over the country. John G. Lake's family moved there, or John Lake and his family moved there, and they received healing. Now, John Lake was a Methodist preacher, but he became a part-time preacher and a full-time insurance man and became a very wealthy man, but God called him to go to South Africa. And so he did, and he had miraculous miracle after miracle in South Africa, raised up many churches. Eventually, he returned to the West Coast, to the Great Northwest, where the city that he lived in, he established healing homes where people would come and they would read the Word of God to them until they got faith. And it was declared by the United States Census Bureau the healthiest city in America. God hasn't changed. His Bible hasn't changed. What's changed is unbelief. We want you to have faith to be healed. You know, John chapter 8, Jesus said this. He said, if you continue, if you abide, if you remain, if you dwell, if you tarry in my word, you are my disciples in reality or in actuality, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Notice he didn't say, then you shall believe the truth. You see, you need to get into the Word of God until you know that it's the truth, that it's a greater truth than anything in the world. What we are trying to do here is teach you the truth so that you know the truth, and the truth is found on the pages of your Bible. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." The Bible tells us today is the day of salvation. When you know the truth, that's the day of healing. You know, we used to have a fellow here, a wonderful brother. He's passed away, 52 years old. They called him Mr. Clean. He lifted a lot of weights in prison. He went to prison as a young man. And, you know, back in his day, they offered him, they said, you could go to the Vietnam or you could go to prison. And he took prison. I said, "You made the wrong choice." He said, "No, I don't think so." And you couldn't convince him he made the wrong choice. He did get sweeter and sweeter, but he also was stubborn. But he said to me one day, he said, "That may work for you, and that may work for your wife, but it don't work for me. I know I'm sick." And he was an imposing figure. You gotta know the truth is the Word of God. The carnal mind, notice it says, cannot be subject to the Word of God. You can't make yourself believe is what it's saying. You can't try to believe. You either believe or you don't. The carnal mind, here's some other translations. One says, "The mindset of the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not submit itself to the law of God, for it cannot." You can't make yourself believe. You have to hear. Amen? It cannot. One translation says, "It's not possible." You can't make yourself believe. You have to hear and hear and hear. I could wish it was light in here, but until you turn the lights on, it's dark. You can't wish the lights on. You can't make it light. You have to turn the light on. The entrance of His Word gives light. And if you stay in the Word long enough, the light will come on. And you'll say, "I see it. I got it." And then nobody can take it from you. Can't take it from you. So knowing God's Word is the key to living the Christian life. It's the key. Turn over to Luke 4:18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This is when Jesus came to His hometown of Nazareth. And He says here in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, He came into the synagogue and He found in the place where it was written in the book of Isaiah, and He began to read. And He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to evangelize." Is the King James says, "preach the gospel." It's the word evangelize. Evangelisto. He's anointed me to tell the good news. That's literally what that says. He's anointed me to tell you good news. To tell the good news to the poor. And then He proceeds to tell them what the good news is. He said, "He sent me to heal the brokenhearted." To preach, now this is a different word than evangelize. To announce, caruso in the Greek. To announce deliverance to the captives. Well, He obviously wasn't speaking of literal captives. Recovery of sight to the blind. And to set at liberty those who were bruised. And then He closed the book. And He gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on Him. And then He began to say, or then He said to them, "Today," not tomorrow, not last week, not next week, "today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." What scripture? That He was there to heal the brokenhearted. He was saying, "Today I'm here to announced deliverance of captives. Today, you can have recovery of sight to the blind. Today is the day to set at liberty those who are bruised. Today. In effect, he said, today, all those things come under the term salvation. You remember we looked at that word salvation. Everything God does in both the Hebrew and the Greek can be summed up in the word salvation. The Hebrew and Greek words mean healing, deliverance, safety, preservation. They don't just mean born again. In fact, if that's what it meant, they couldn't have been born again in the Old Testament. But the word salvation is found in the Old Testament. They had limited salvation, but they weren't born again. They had their sins forgiven, but everything God does is wrapped up in that word salvation. So he was saying today, today is the day of salvation. You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, I know God's going to heal me someday. No, he's not. And people, they can't get that. No, he's not. Why? Today is the day. God never promises to heal you someday. He promises to heal you today. When is today? When you're ready. It's always today with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable day. Behold, today is the day of salvation. The day of salvation. Any of you, when you got born again, did you wonder if it was the right day? I wonder if God will save me today. Do I have to wait? No, it's always today. Healing is always available when you believe it. The day you know the truth and act upon it will be the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. So Jesus came to preach the good news.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our Healing School, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And he does it through his word and through his spirit and through you, the body of Christ.